Hello, everyone. If you're listening to this and you're interested in seeing Stranger Things, just know that we absolutely loved it. It's me and my friend Mary. Say hi.
Hello.
We did a midnight review. This is it. If you don't want to hear spoilers, just stop it here. Just know that it's fantastic. The special effects are fantastic. It's crazy, insane, wonderful. A little bit of horror, lots of thriller, lots of blood, gunshot sounds, flashing lights, lots of haze. So if that's not for you, I wouldn't suggest it. Otherwise, everyone should definitely go see the show. It's worth every penny. Like, every penny.
Absolutely. Agreed.
And now, I've given you time to go away if you don't want to hear the spoilers, so if you keep listening, that's what you're gonna get.
Love. Peace and love.
What is he? How does he sign off on his radio show? Keep on keep dreaming, yeah, dreamers.
Keep dreaming, dreamers, or something like that.
Dream on.
Yeah. Dream on.
Okay, bye. Okay, hello, welcome to The Midnight Review. We're talking about a show that we just saw.
It was a little strange.
Stranger Things.
I'm scared again already.
I actually don't know the theme song to Stranger Things.
Isn't that it?
That's pretty close. I think you have it clipped on it, so you can't just...
I was filling up my water. And now I'm trying to walk over my suitcase, but...
Do you want to close that so it's not a fire hazard?
I'm trying to think if I need anything else out of it. I think I do. let me shut her up real quick. Sorry. I could totally do, like, some ASMR with these mics.
Yeah, probably. You probably could. I don't know. I just pressed a button, and I don't know if that... Oh, that might have made it a little bit louder, actually.
If I leave it like this, you can't see it. Just, like, laying flat right here.
That's fine, as long as you don't need to get to the... Over there.
I don't think I do. Okay. Do you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just don't want anyone to die in case the fire alarm goes off.
Well, I mean, like, that's completely clear.
Right. Yeah, that's all I meant.
Okay. I like the Fruit Loops Sweethearts.
Huh?
The Fruit Loops Sweethearts.
Oh. Okay. Welcome to another Midnight Review. I'm Claire.
Another Midnight Review.
I'm Claire.
I'm Mary Louise Fuller.
That was so quiet.
I'm Mary Louise Fuller. Nice to meet you.
Have you done a Midnight Review before? No, but you've done a podcast.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
Didn't I post it?
I don't think so.
I thought I did.
Awkward.
Oh, we were talking about Into the Woods, right?
Yes.
That was forever ago. That's why it was never posted.
Years
because
ago.
It got to at least probably 6 months prior.
It was years.
6 months past,
it was,
and
it was
like,
years.
Never mind.
We've been
over
years.
It. Okay. Wait, I'm going to check my levels really quick. No, I pressed a button. Hold on. Okay, great. Anyway, so we just saw... we just saw Stranger Things, Silver Shadow. Also, welcome to Midnight Reviews. This is where I sit down right after I saw a show, and I record my review of the show.
I like that. That's
we
smart.
Saw Stranger Things, The First Shadow. Is that, like, technically the full name, I think?
I don't even know. I just...
We saw Stranger Things, and the T is that neither of us have seen the series at all.
Awkward. But, like, we know the basics. Like, I know who Eleven is.
Yeah, we know who Eleven is, for the most
part. That's it. And I know the songs, and, like, I didn't recognize anyone besides Eleven, I guess.
We know really nothing. But it makes sense that we would know Eleven because it's a prequel to the show.
We know who Eleven is.
But, like, if we watch the show, we would know who the parents are, that's who we saw in high school.
Right. Well.
Anyway, you don't have to have seen Stranger Things to enjoy the show.
We know nothing.
We know nothing, and we enjoyed it. So, like, this is probably, I don't know, it's in such a different category of shows. It's not my favorite show I've seen ever, but it was fantastic.
It was easily the most impressive show I've ever
seen.
Oh,
absolutely. The special effects are absolutely insane.
So, like, the amount of times that my mouth just, like, was open, just like, wait.
I think you and I said holy shit at least 40 times.
I would always like grab you. I'd just be like, I'd be like, oh my God.
Clutching our pearls.
Like, no. Clutching our pearls the whole fucking time.
It was crazy. Yeah, if you want to.
Sorry. Sorry, Mom.
We sat in the orchestra. I think it would probably be pretty cool to see it in the mezzanine too. Like up on the mezzanine or balcony.
Yeah. I think.
You might miss some things, I guess, if you were up there, but I actually don't know. We sat in the orchestra. We were in row K, so we were 11 rows from the stage. And I wouldn't want to sit in the front row unless you just really like.
Unless you want to get dirty.
Yeah, there's some interactive. There are actually a couple interactive experiences, but especially in the front row.
I wonder if they had to agree to that.
No. Just in the front row?
No, to get dirty.
What do you mean?
When that guy, like, shoveled?
No, they had no idea that was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, like, if you
that feels like something that should be, like, a little note on the seat just says, hey, FYI, you're going to get dirty.
I mean, if you're going to buy a front row seat to a show like Stranger Things, I would think. Yeah, Maureen and I sat front. We got lottery tickets, because lottery tickets at Harry Potter front row, our front row, and that's a splash zone, because there's a pool.
Oh, wow.
And they're just like, show up. And we were like, oh, it's raining.
It's raining.
And then there's Teeth. There's a show called Teeth. And they actually sold tickets.
Scary?
No, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's like a scary show.
I mean, it's based off of a movie, I think. It's like of this woman who has teeth in her vagina.
was the last thing that I was going to say. That's kind of badass.
It is. It's kind of a whole thing. But they sell like the first few rows of splash zones. Because they literally like on purpose will get blood on you. Like fake blood on you.
But they know that.
Well, they do. Yeah.
They know
they
that.
Sold it as that. Okay. But most of the time, they don't sell it. Well, because The Outsiders has that, you know, like the dirt that he had, essentially. There are like these rubber pellets that they use in The Outsiders. But it's not like on the ground. Like it's not like painted on or anything. So if you're sitting in the front row, like you're gonna have like rubber pellets kind of coming at you.
Splash zone. Rubber.
Yeah, rubber
splash
rubber zone.
Zone.
Rubber splash zone. Yeah, there are plenty.
Sounds
of
sounds like
I mean, that's also like the fog.
Never mind.
Like for yeah. the first from a lot that's of true. That, you're just sitting there inhaling that.
I do be like, that's how I feel like Red Vampley concerts, getting choked up by the fog. Yeah. Choked up. It'll burn your
did
eyes.
You sit? Oh, you didn't sit front row at Hadestown. I did when I got that.
No,
did.
But they have a lot of fog
it's
in
terrible.
The show.
So does Wicked. Wicked also has fog.
I actually even think that like Wicked from our seats during Hadestown, I was kind of I was like.
Yeah, it's kind of like the first three rows, first four rows.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nighttime.
Whoa. It just got dark, guys. It's Stranger Things. Oh, God. Sorry.
Anyway, we sat in the orchestra. Fantastic seats.
Couldn't have been better. And how much did we spend on each one? $50?
$51. Thanks to a wonderful thing called UDF, Theater Development Fund.
Shout out.
It's $40 a year. You get cheap tickets.
Offered. So worth. Like,
and I was
that
actually,
was so cool.
I was actually surprised because everyone was in. Usually, like a lot of times with TDF tickets, not everyone's in the show. Like, usually there's an understudy, which is perfectly fine. I love an understudy, but we didn't have any understudies.
So this is the original cast? Mm-hmm. Wow. They
well,
all...
I don't know if... It's the original Broadway cast, yes.
Yes, the original Broadway cast. They were all so perfect for their roles.
It started on the West End.
I feel like I heard someone talking about that.
Yeah, it started on the West End. I also heard that there's going to be two more of these, possibly.
Yes, there was a slight teaser.
Yeah, well, someone in the bathroom said that. Someone in the line to the bathroom
said
that.
Oh, really?
I'm sure there was something else. Well, there was a teaser of the next episode. Thing, but I think, you know, at the end on the scrim, but I think you could also just assume that would be like the next episode to go watch the show.
Okay, but like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sense. But so do you think they'll do like a present day Stranger Things musical? Because they can't do more prequels.
It's not gonna be a musical. This wasn't a musical.
I mean, play. I'm sorry.
There was music.
Just bow. There was singing.
There was
like a whole dance number that I loved.
Oh, yeah.
It was very showy.
It was. I was actually quite surprised by it.
The whole set and production was unbelievable.
Yeah, this production value is crazy.
The amount of times that I gasped and like just.
Lots of really, really cool special effects going on. And some puppetry. And, yeah, because the cat was a puppet, too.
Yeah, the cat did look kind of real. The rat, I'm still tripped out
about. I've not seen anyone talk about, like, there being an actual rat, although I wouldn't be surprised if there was. But I feel like there's a way to, like, because I've seen it before, they do it at Disney, where it literally looks like you're looking at something real, but it's like a video.
Like a hologram, almost.
Yeah.
It could have been, because I feel like there were some hologram-style things, like a few.
But in my brain, I also was like, I feel like that could have been a real rat. And they just somehow, like, faded it to a... Like, there could be a screen in front. You know how, like... I don't know. It was a really cool effect, though.
There were a few really horrifying parts to me. I'm not a very...
Yeah, if you don't, like...
Scary, oriented person. And it wasn't, like, enough to make me, like, not enjoy my time, but, like...
I wouldn't say it's scary. I would say it's thriller.
It's very much a thriller. And it's got a couple parts that's, like... Oh, it's a little scary.
Well, there's a lot of blood. Like,
there's
a lot of blood.
And a lot of horror... Like, it's, like, a lot of
horror.
There are
horror effects, yes. I would say. I wouldn't... There was a little girl there. She must have really liked it because she seemed to be happy at intermission.
I think she didn't like it. In the show.
Well,
They need to hire her to come to every single
she
show.
She had the perfect horror scream.
Ah! Like
it
every
really
single
good,
time.
Though.
And it was so on point with the.
Really
I literally
was.
Like didn't even notice it until you said something because it felt so part of it.
Well, because sometimes the actors would scream.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes sense. But then also sometimes they wouldn't scream, which obviously meant we were like in the dream sequence.
Yeah. I also
so they wouldn't know what was happening.
I liked how it was also like, yes, it was scary, but it was also funny. There were a lot of funny
There
moments.
Were a lot of funny moments. They did really, really good at. Balancing that so you're not just sitting in like complete
and it kept
horror.
Me like I think my favorite parts were the what was the lead guy's name I never learn names in these shows like his character's name the Stranger Thing if you will the main guy
we did really well we just watched a whole 3-hour show and we don't know the name
it was like oh I'm gonna be like
I'm gonna
oh,
say
it
and we're gonna be like right oh wait
it was like it's not like Hunter
no
Nick no
Keep guessing while I pull it up.
It's Peter Oliver. Definitely not Oliver. He didn't give Oliver. It's
Henry.
Henry. It is Henry. Oh my god. Okay. Anyways, Henry. What was I even saying?
I don't know. You were talking about him. You were saying something about him.
I know I was. Oh, I was saying that like Henry's crazy parts that like kept on revealing his inner demons, I guess if you will. Were my favorite parts and I looked forward to it, but I liked how like there were entertaining parts in the middle that like kept me like engaged in like oh my god like just like the suspense.
Well, and there's
of
like
waiting
a whole,
for those moments.
There's a whole play happening like
whoa.
Have you never done that before?
No.
Also, it took me a good 20 or 30 minutes into the first act, maybe even longer, for me to be like that guy's in Grey's Anatomy. That's George.
I had no idea. Wait, which one?
This guy, the dad.
Is he like a excuse me, sorry for coughing. Is he like a main character?
Yeah. He is like one of the four lead characters at the start of Grey's Anatomy.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he dies. Mm. They kind of write him off.
Mm, sorry.
In a really sad way.
Well, he was good because like he was kind of played like a psycho. Like he was psycho. I
no,
still
was
fully
it?
Understand.
He was an alcoholic who also I feel does he like
but like he had a breakdown.
We had PTSD.
Yeah.
Because he was on the so the show was almost written like a screenplay, which is what I was saying. And
it literally felt like I was watching a movie.
We almost talked close to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. sorry.
There's essentially like a cold open that happens at the top of the show before they play like the theme song of
it
the Stranger
so,
Things.
Such an exciting! Oh my god, when the boat was there, That was so exciting.
That set, like the way the big they did boat, a set.
Or like the, oh, bomb, yes, the like sinking boat or whatever.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Oh my god. I, the whole time, my parents love Stranger Things. I'm like, they need to see
they
this.
They need to come and see this. Oh, so he was in the West End production.
He got
his first break when he was burned alive by a dragon in Game of Thrones.
Hell yeah. Well, he played the role so unbelievably
well.
He's
so good. I don't know her. I don't know him either.
He looked the part. He kind of reminded me of, like...
The Doctor. That's who that is.
They all looked the part so well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even know, like, what... If these characters are even in the television show, like, I wouldn't know, but visually looked so... Oh, he was in The Good Wife. I liked
the costumes.
She was so good. Joyce, Allison Jay.
She was funny. She was like on point.
She was the Son in the Park with George.
She was on point. Everything that she did was so timed so perfectly. This is my first ever time seeing a Broadway play.
Mm-hmm. Because we usually see musicals.
Anyways, I think my parents would love this show.
Oh, she was really good too. Gabrielle Nevea. She plays Patty.
Patty was really good. My God, like, I like think that the guy that played Henry deserves an Oscar.
An Oscar?
It was that good. And I know that I'm not an idiot. He should definitely get the Tony. God, I hope so.
I assume that he was nominated. I can't imagine why he wouldn't be nominated.
They deserve all of the awards. And I don't know anything about the other shows.
I hope they get, like, best, not effects, like, best stage design.
They've got to.
Because that would be, like, the special effects.
That puppet was crazy.
I know, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
And the spiders?
The spiders were wild.
I kind of figured...
grew out of him... Was that hologram or did that actually come
no,
out?
No, that was like, I think there was something that, because it was dark behind him.
Yeah.
I think, if you don't want to hear us attempt to spoil this, the special effects,
oh, yeah,
of this, stop
this whole entire
now.
Thing is probably spoiler
but
alert.
I think it's,
bit.
If it's like how they did like Harry Potter, it's so dark in the background that someone comes out in like literally all black or something comes up out of the ground and that's how it.
They use.
Because Harry Potter, there's a lot of like flying involved and stuff, but it's like slow, it's like really cool slow-mo flying. And if you look, you really can truly only see it if you're in the front row just because that's where you are. People literally come out in like black ninja suits and they like hold everyone up. Like when wow. there's a point where like, I don't know, Albus is like, wow, and like hits someone. I don't know who it is. I think he hits a lot of people with his magic, with his wand.
Right.
And there's a moment where like the two of them kind of fly and like a chair moves and like things move. And if you're far enough back, and I mean like second, third row, you really can't tell because the lighting design is so good. You can't see the people in literally like all black ninja costumes.
That's
like
dope.
Flipping things and like holding them and turning them.
That's
it's
so
the coolest
dope.
Thing. But the Harry Potter one, they swap places. Like, you know how in the show they were in the bathroom and all of a sudden
the bathroom scene was crazy.
The bathroom scene was crazy.
Yo, when they were across the room from each other, oh my god.
When the lights came back up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But like
I
that's
was
what
shocked.
I should take you to see Harry Potter because that's what Harry Potter does. They do something like that. There's a moment where like Harry is walking literally walks off stage one way, and I kid you not, it feels like 2 seconds later walks on the other way. And you're like, how? And you can like see the person. Like you can literally see them. Like you know it's them, it's not a double.
You don't remember the part where he just like lost his the blindfold?
Lost the blindfold.
It was toward the end. It was when he was like
after
it's when he was leaving his house. It was right before. And he sets down his suitcase, like, when they're like, okay, so I'm going to dinner, he sets down his suitcase, and he puts on the blindfold,
mm-hmm.
and then somehow just, like, psh, magically gone. I mean, I'm sure they just pulled it off.
It's probably attached to a string. I didn't.
But
I must not have been looking
shocked.
At that. I must have been looking at something else.
The lighting, like, the way that they used the lighting was perfect.
It's also
we
really
had
cool
such
because
a good view.
The lights of the theater flicker, like, all of the lights in the theater flicker, even though they're, like, kind of low.
If you have any sort of light sensitivity, do not.
Oh, yeah, this is not the show
no,
for you
no,
to
no,
go
no.
to. There's
or, like,
a lot
sound
of,
sensitivity.
Oh, it's
a
very
lot of,
loud.
There's a lot of gunshots. There's a lot of really loud, really loud things.
I can't believe that stayed in my ear the whole time.
Was it not? Wow.
I'm talking about my earring. There's a lot of flashlights. There's a lot of flashlights.
Yeah, and a lot of flashlights in our eyes. Like,
yeah. I don't ever understand the point of... If it's a flashlight, sure. But there's some lighting designs where the lights will literally, like, they move it towards, like, into the audience. Like, Anjuliette does that. Cher Show did that. So many shows do that these days. And I'm like, why are you lighting the audience? We can't even see each other.
I didn't like being flashed in the eye, but I do think that it made it feel interactive.
I think it worked. I just didn't like it as... I didn't like how often they scanned the audience with the flashlights.
They did a lot. Oh my god, when the guys in the hazmat suits came out, that was so
that
cool.
That was really cool.
That was so cool.
That's
the
interactive. There's like a hazmat suit, and they like kind of... If you're in the aisle, you might get checked out.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was really cool. I mean, the whole show is, like, crazy.
I'm not one to typically... Like, this is a bad confession, but, like, I'm so addicted to my phone that, like, when I'm seeing a show and it's long, sometimes I'm, like, thinking about, like, I want to check my phone right now. You know,
did
I'm
you
like,
see the person in front of us that was texting and open TikTok?
No. During the show?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Like, open TikTok, turn their brightness down, turn their volume down, open TikTok,
Bitch.
Was texting on WhatsApp.
Bitch.
I was like, why did no one tell this person to put their phone away?
That's crazy.
They were too far ahead for anyone, for me to be like.
There was not a single moment where I was like, oh, I really want to check my phone right now.
Yeah, usually if I check the time on my watch, I'm not in it.
I wasn't looking at the time at all.
The only time
no
I did that was
time.
Because I wanted to know when I'd be able to pee.
Well, to
I did
honest,
I did check it to try and figure out how much longer the first act would be, even though I didn't know how long the first act was going to be. I knew it was going to be 2 hours. So I was like, what time is it? When did we start?
I had to pee so bad for like half of the first act. And I was like, well, honestly, I thought it was over. I'm not going to lie. And I was like, wow.
With hazmat suits, I thought it was going to be over. Someone stood up. I saw someone in our row. He stood up thinking it was over. There wasn't that much longer.
It didn't feel like an ending, but I had a moment where I was like, everyone's just getting up. But I think I was also just so entranced by the show that I was like,
Oh, like when the intermission actually happened?
Yeah, and I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, it's intermission. Thank God we can go pee.
Yeah.
Tiny bathrooms, if you go see that.
I mean, that's for any Broadway theater. I'm sure
you've seen that there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first experience.
And make sure you have your ticket with you. They will not let you in if you don't. True. Because you have to go past, you have to go out into the hotel, essentially. Anyway, the show is at the Marriott.
Very cool setup.
Very, very cool setup. The theater itself has been, like, transformed, kind of-ish. Really cool merch.
That puppet was crazy. That was actually, I was actually scared.
Well, yeah, we were also, like, at a prime spot to be, like, what in the world is happening.
I think if
we were sitting underneath it, it wouldn't have looked as cool. Because you can't see, like, the entire thing.
I was like, wow, that's really crazy. And then it started getting closer, and I was like, oh, God.
I know, I was like, how far down is this thing going to go?
I was like, if this thing just, like, starts coming down towards us, I'm out.
There's a moment where it snows or something.
Oh, my God, however the lights worked with that was beautiful.
Those weren't lights. Something literally was falling.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I swear it looked
I mean, it was lights, but, like, that's how you saw it.
Wow, that was crazy.
It was only for a really short second, but it was kind of crazy. Anyway, we enjoyed.
Yo, another one of my favorite moments was when they were doing the play and Mr. Boy in the, like
the wolf thing.
Yeah, he was, like, dancing. That was so fucking funny. That was hilarious. Everyone was so on point.
And then once his face comes out, like, in his boxers with a guitar, and they start singing Oklahoma. That was also really funny.
That was funny.
They do well with the comedy and stuff in this, I think.
It's just written perfectly, timed so perfectly. Like, it was perfect. I have no notes.
I think what we need is to have Netflix produce more plays.
Was that produced by Netflix?
I'm sure they had something to do with it, considering Stranger Things is a Netflix show. Especially since the ending, they use their, like, next episode thing.
I might say it's my favorite show I've ever seen.
That's valid.
I really might. I love me some classics. Like, I loved Wicked. I loved Hamilton.
Yeah, but it's loved no Hades Wicked. Down. It's no Hamilton. Like, these.
But
this is, like,
the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is why it's so hard for me to choose a favorite, because, show. Like, Wicked, you can't compare this to Hamilton or Hadestown. They're just so complete. They're not the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even put them in the same category. That's like saying, like, I don't know. I feel like that's putting, like, one of the Scream movies with, like, Legally Blonde. I mean, like, tell me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're just so different.
They are different.
I put everything in categories.
It's my favorite theater show I've ever seen live. For sure. By far.
It's definitely my favorite play that I've seen. I say that, but I think John Proctor's the Villain is actually my favorite. I really like that
special
play.
Effects cooler in this one or in Harry Potter. You can be honest.
Well, the thing with Harry Potter is that they do, like, shape-shifting.
Oh.
In the sense, like, so you're watching older Harry and, like, his son, Albus. And there are moments where Albus shapeshifts into his dad, into Harry. And they will literally be standing... Ow, girl. They will literally be standing, like it's the weirdest thing, because they take the potion. And all of a sudden... And they're wearing robes, right? They're wearing, like, the wizard robes. All of a sudden, Albus is, like, shrinking into this robe. There's probably a trapdoor. Something is holding the shape of this robe. And then all of a sudden, the guy, whoever's playing Harry, like Harry Potter, all of a sudden, like shows up. But it's within seconds. So somehow these two people are, like, in the same space at the same time. Plus there's something holding up the robe, and then Harry just walks off. And there's nothing, you can't even, there's no...
It's those damn ninjas.
It's crazy. And they do it with, like, three different characters all at the same time.
That's wild.
It's really a weird...
I would probably
really
enjoy
cool.
it, even though I also don't know anything about Harry Potter.
The nice thing is you don't need to with this one. Sorry. I mean, like, there are things that you might miss, but the nice thing is, like, they
with Stranger Things or Harry Potter?
No, with Harry Potter. Because it's essentially the fourth movie, but they go back in time to try and fix something in the fourth movie. So you kind of see it anyway.
The fall, that's what I was thinking of, was, like, when she fell down the slope. That was
really cool.
I felt like I was watching
a Marvel
movie.
Did you see how they did that? I noticed how they did that.
No, I'm not that smart.
He was on a track, because he was going slow-mo up at the top. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
and
I could
he
tell
was connected to something, and then I think her leg, there was, like, a mechanical thing up her skirt or whatever she was wearing, and so that was what she was leaning, that was what was pulling her down, so that she could slowly fall to the ground. Because you could see it when she was still, her legs were, like, kind of propped up on the thing when it fell, and I think that's how they did it. This is why it's so bad for me to go to plays like this, because, or shows like this, because I just want to figure out how they did it.
I was just like, wow. I feel like I'm watching a Marvel movie. Like,
I still haven't figured out Aladdin.
Yeah? I still never seen that.
Their magic carpet is insane.
I've never seen it.
Because, like...
It probably does. It's probably a real magic carpet.
Oh, for sure. Disney magic, of course.
It actually does fly.
Yeah.
By the way, there were also some really dope costume changes.
There were some really cool costume changes.
When she changed her dress 3 times, the mom, that was cool.
Yeah. Those are some simple... I say simple,
I still liked it.
Yeah.
I still liked it. It was very impactful.
They were really cool, though.
And the freaking... It's all just so cool. I could just go on forever and ever how much I loved it.
I also really enjoy how they did the red lines with the scrim coming down, because you knew when we were in his, like, dream, like, nightmare sequence.
That was so cool.
But they were so good. Like, if you're going to have to bring a scrim down every single time that happens so you can put something in front of him to make the smoke, like, appear and everything, or the shadow appear and everything, you have to use a scrim. That's just how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's cool that they just made it happen, like, over and over again. So whenever it came down, you weren't even really thinking about it. I mean, I was, because I'm crazy, but...
I wasn't. I didn't even know. I thought it was just lasers. Lasers.
No, it was for sure. Oh, and him getting off the table. That was really cool. I didn't see them come on with two people on that table.
Yeah,
but
that
I saw him get back on, but that was just because...
I saw him get back on, too. I didn't know if that was on purpose or what. But
I mean, there's no other way to hide that.
Yeah, but getting off, I have no idea where he was. I guess he was just laying next to him.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty fast. It was also kind of
I wonder
better.
If you could see more from the mezzanine.
Mm, I wouldn't think you could see more special effects.
Or like...
Like, how to...
Like if you could see how he got out there from the top.
Oh, probably. I mean, honestly, they were probably just laying right next to each other. He gets off that table really quickly. Like, they're only there. They're only stagnant for a couple minutes, or not even a minute, before that whole sequence happens. And then he gets off the table.
How long has this been open?
I mean, it's from this year. It's from this season, so right. It's not been open that long.
It must have taken them so long to perfect the shit.
Well, it started in the West End.
Yeah, but like...
I don't know when it opened in the West End. Sometime last year.
I know those rehearsals were so meticulous, and it's so worth it.
I'm sure. It's so cool. I think if you really liked this, if you like Harry Potter, you should see Stranger Things for the special effects. Just know that it might be scary. And if you like Stranger Things and you haven't seen Harry Potter, you should see it. Because they use the same style of special effects. Stranger Things is better, but...
Yeah, I don't like scary stuff. And I really enjoyed this, but there were some parts that I was like... It was a little horrifying.
Some of it is horror, but I think more of it is just, like, jump scares.
It's
like,
very
I think more
thrilling. There are definitely some jump scares, but not enough to, like, hurt me.
Right. Well, I think the nice thing is that some of it is just loud. Like, some of it isn't necessarily anything jumping out at you. It's just loud and a lot of lights all of a sudden, and that is a jump scare, which is nice, because if you do scream like that girl, no one can really hear you.
Yeah, true.
Or it just fits. It just works. But after a while... Oh, I was going to say after a while, you start to get used to it, but I don't think you do. I didn't. No. Even at the end.
Yeah, literally. Spoiler. This whole thing is a spoiler. Big time. Because I am so glad we went in completely blind.
I am too.
I wouldn't have wanted to go
in blind.
I wouldn't have wanted to see a single thing about that.
I'm surprised I haven't seen anything on social media.
Well, I wouldn't have even, like, wanted to see the pictures that you were talking about. Like, I don't want, like, it literally felt like I was watching a movie premiere for the first time.
What's crazy is those photos still don't even look like what we saw on
The
screen. Or on the screen. On the stage.
On the silver screen.
Okay, well, that was our midnight review.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us, yep.
Thanks for listening.
Go see
Stranger Things.
Wow, that was loud, sorry.
It was, just a little bit, but
it's okay. Go see Stranger Things.
It's so good.
So good. We never even seen the show, but we're both saying that we're going to watch
it. I might watch it, actually.
I mean, if it's not much scarier than that, I can handle it, so I might.
I was told that it's not, I think it's the same way people describe this. It's not scary, it's just kind of like a lot happens.
Well, yeah, it's like thriller. And it's also completely unrealistic.
Well, that's right here.
It's like, it's not scary, like, it's gory, but it's not like, it's just so unrealistic. Not in a bad way, but like, it's just so not real.
I would say, more specifically, if you are not a blood person or a bodily function fluid person.
There was, someone did vomit.
Maybe this is not, yeah, but you can't really, it almost just looked like a spit take to me. If you're not,
I'm weird about vomit.
I mean, so. I am too. I just didn't notice until like the final moment of it. So it took me a second for my brain to be like, oh, because so much is happening on the stage during that ship scene.
God, the beginning was so exciting. It made it so exciting.
Oh yeah, they hook you real fast.
Right away.
Real fast.
I wanted more of that boat shit.
I know, that was such a cool, where they make it like 3D almost.
And I wanted more of those bitches in the full scary costumes.
Maybe that comes in part two.
We'll have to wait and find out.
I can't remember the rights to the actual song, so. Okay, bye.
Bye. Good night. Mwah.